as God lives, by the time I'm 50, if I want to buy that building, I will buy it. As God lives. Not joking about that. I have told you before. One day it will happen. On my birthday, I'll phone two of you. I'll tell you I want an S600. Two of you, and I'll give you only 48 hours. See, my birthday was yesterday. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry for a gift yet. The day will come. In season, I'll just say, Bible says, Jesus will say, go to the house of him that is worthy. That is, I know who to call. I will know the person, not somebody say, ah, Pastor, you know. No. As soon as I phone, I say, oh boy, I have phoned one person, you are the second one. There's this guy I saw on TV. I like it very much. My soul desires it. And my birthday is just 48 hours away. They are selling this so-and-so place. So you and this guy, please, you know, join money together and bring it. It's season. No, I'm telling you. It's season. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But the problem people hear was that they found wrong principles and they gave them quick results and they held on to it. But Isaiah is saying that you can never, no, when you talk about walking, staying in the mountain, it means to be above all. To really be in authority, that's what we're talking about. To say to this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. He said, you will never get there if the temporary results you are getting is what is paramount in your heart. If that's your primary concern, you will never get to that level. He said, no, you never get there. You can fill your land with gold. You can fill everywhere with treasuries, with treasures, because of your relationship with children of foreigners. He said, good. He said, but those who are going to mount up to the mountain of the Lord, which will be established above all else, even in the midst of prosperity, they have to wake up one day and say, boy, we are pulling out. Of what? Because we have found out from the written instruction of God that this is not the light of the Lord. Do you follow what I'm going to say? Now, please quickly open your Bibles, Isaiah chapter 58, 55. Please let me explain something. God has a thought about everything. There is nothing that exists on this earth that God doesn't have an opinion concerning, or more of an instruction concerning how it's to be carried out. I said something on radio then, when we were talking about that creating the opportunities for prosperity, talking about who a righteous man is and who a wicked man is. Isaiah chapter 55, he said, seek the Lord, verse 6, while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Please notice that. The unrighteous man his what? Thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, please. Verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. That is, I have thoughts. The problem is that you are not using my thoughts. He said, nor are your ways my ways. That is, I have ways. The problem is that you have chosen ways that are dictated by the influences, by your relationship with children of foreigners. You are getting the principle. He said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, please, what I want you to understand here is that God defines the unrighteous man by his thoughts, by his way of thinking. What does he reason with? How does he assess the issues of life? Are you getting my point? That is, unrighteousness is not a moral issue. Unrighteousness is a doctrinal matter. Do you follow what I'm saying? That if God says A, B, C, D are correct, and the man says it is E, F, Y, Z, whatever, then that is unrighteousness, no matter how good the man looks outside. Please, do you follow my point? I'm going to emphasize what Isaiah said in chapter 2, verse 5, about walking in the light of the Lord. That God has revelation, he has things that are recorded for us to walk by. I have said all the things I have said to emphasize the fact that they don't always get quick results. And in fact, the people Isaiah was shouting to come out and walk in the light of the Lord, were people who currently had plenty of money. But he said the way by which they are walking will not establish them in the place that God is going. You are following my point? Listen, attaining spiritual authority Walking in spiritual authority, that's what we are talking about. I said, you know, we're talking about the goal of Christianity, going for the gold, being able to deputize for God. You know, all you need to do is watch this probe of power, the power sector. You know, it's enough to make a man cry. You follow my point? No, really. Listen. Nigeria is a nation. Just that we know that the devil is going out. But corruption is very terrible. No, really. It's a very bad thing. The way we've been walking is very, very terrible. But God doesn't... that's what I want, want you to understand. God doesn't just change things in a flash like that for no reason. The only way by which he does it is to elevate somebody else to replace the people that are currently there. Do you get my point? That is, if the current president was the one that appointed the INEC chairman, you couldn't rig the way you rigged last time. It's simple. Just one man says, okay, I appoint you. I've not given you the mandate to go and rig the election. So it's risky. Are you getting my point? That is, it's a person. One person makes the difference. And I'm saying that God is breeding people that he can use to make the difference. That's what I'm trying to explain. We're not talking about, I've said several times, food is the smallest thing for God to give you. You know that? For God to give you food is very simple. In fact, all he needs to do is just carry you, drop you on the streets of America, you go chop, you go tire. You know that? No. If it's a house you want in life, God can... those things are very... They are too easy for the Lord to do. But he doesn't do them the way we think he should, because sometimes it aborts the training process for real responsibility. Do you follow the point I'm making? He said, first, I make you hungry, then I feed you in manna. Why? I want to see what's inside your heart, whether you obey the Lord or you won't obey him. I want you to understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord will a man live. He said, why do I do all of this? So that I might do you good at the end. Do you follow the point I'm making? I like one thing I read in... I read the story about... what's my name? Pat Robertson. All right? Pat Robertson. There was a time he had an encounter with a crazy woman. He didn't know the woman was crazy. He was starting a TV ministry, and somebody said she's the daughter of a very famous man, and her father left her a lot of money, and she wants to give the money to the work of the Lord. Do you follow the point I'm making? And then the woman, so of course the woman cost him a lot in legal fees. He got a lawyer to be drafting an agreement. At the end of the day, he found out he was dealing with a mental woman. The woman was just simply mental. That was all. Right? She was a delusional patient, and she just went around telling everybody, Aliko Dangote is my father. I said, I'm an illegitimate daughter, and he has found out I'm the only good daughter he has. So, I'm serious. So he has left for me $60 million, and so I want to give it to the Lord. And the man said, breakthrough. Oh, God, Father, thank you. This kind of breakthrough, amen, the Lord is good. Okay. Cut a long story short, when he found out the woman played them very well, he said, don't tell those people, though. It's only you I'm telling. And once somebody starts telling you, don't tell those people. You are the only one I'm telling. I remember one of my friends, he told us the gist once. He said, he called two of us, there were three. He said, what I want to tell you stays amongst the three of us. Just people I'm telling. The other guy said, my friend, shut up. He said, tell me. That is how I'll go somewhere else and tell the people, only the two of you I'm telling. And one of them will go somewhere else, tell the people. He said, very soon, the whole of Lagos will know. And only two people were told. That they had a good laugh. He told my friend, shut up if you want to talk. What kind of nonsense are you telling you? I will tell somebody, let me just tell you now. Okay. Now, this woman was doing this only people, I'm telling you. That's how this man ran thousands of dollars of debt that he did not have, money he didn't have, because he was dealing with a mental person and he did not know. But this is what I'm coming to. He said, later he realized something. That woman would have given plenty of money, quite all right. Yes, let's assume that she had it, and she had. He said, but will it have been good for the work? When I was reading the book, I don't know whether I can say it humbly or not, I was in a better spiritual understanding than he was when he took those decisions, took those steps. Because I understood that it doesn't work like that. What powers something is not the volume of money. Is the spirit behind the widow's mite. Do you get my point? That if a widow gave a mite to something. All right? She has infused it with power that a multimillionaire dropping $1 million couldn't. Are you getting what I'm going to say? Listen, there is a generation of spiritual power that you turn and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I call this need met. It's not just the fact that money comes, but that you took time to put a hand into the realm of the spirit and stir some motion. I don't know what I'm saying is making sense there. That is, to God, all these things are important. The night you slept without food, not because you were fasting, but because there was no food, is part of divine training. I know what I'm saying. Sometimes you say, maybe it's judgment for sin. Yes, at least it's payment. The sin is going. Do you follow what I'm saying? Yes, last time I talked about the amount, the walk in the wilderness, which was their own portion in payment for the disobedience of the fathers. It works. That is, to do people good at the end. God says, sometimes I make them hungry before I give them food. He said, I made you hungry, then I fed you with manna. But let me see what I'm trying to explain. That you see, so it's not to give people food that's God's problem. He can do that anytime. All right? But that he has to build people up to a place where they can together mount up to that high mountain that is above all else, so that people can deputize for God on the earth, so that God puts a believer in authority. He doesn't become corrupted overnight. When he said that the last minister of health presided over the sharing of 300 or so, whatever hundreds of millions of naira, I said she may not have been a wicked person. She was dealing with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. You think God is stupid? He will go and carry a child of God that loves the Lord like that, you know, just go and put you in a place where you don't have the power to shut the powers up. No, 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 no. Look, there are times he trains you first. All the experiences of you go to jail, you go to this, that Joseph had, was to prepare him to be the man that will preserve the life of multitudes. You think God didn't know that Mrs. Potiphar was a bad woman? It was part of his test. No, it was part of his test in life. Mrs. Potiphar was part of the testing of Joseph, without which he would not have properly qualified to be the right hand of Pharaoh that he became. You are getting what I'm saying? Daniel, look at Daniel of course, these Bible examples are very important. Daniel in Babylon, walking in the light of the Lord, oftentimes, a number of times, he will lose his position. But of course, you know what will happen to Daniel eventually? You go soon jam. You people will soon reach a junction where nobody can go forward again. Then you will remember that there's one man in the kingdom. You go and call him. That's just the way it works. And what am I explaining? That it's people like that that God is training. Those Daniels. Do you follow my point? Those who God can plant there and his mind will rest. You know, I say this jokingly all the time. You know, God can brag on Job. Have you considered my servant Job? There are people that Satan will say, I have considered your servant. God, don't mention him. Don't mention, please. Don't embarrass me. What were you doing considering it? I knew him before. Did I mention his name near you? Please, I hope what I'm saying is making sense. And no, those are the issues. Those are the issues. It's to build people to the level where God will say simply, that one, leave him, I'm sure. He said, money lost. He said, not him. He said, God, we saw him take the money. I said, he can't take the money. What's wrong with you? I said, he can't. You are getting what I'm saying? And I said, that's what we are building up to. All right? Now, please, let me continue this Isaiah chapter 55. So he said, the unrighteous man is known by his thoughts. How does he think? And please, I want to just settle on that and I'll close with that. How does he think? When we were discussing that on radio, I talked about creating the opportunity for prosperity and I defined a number of words because the way to spiritual power and divine authority is to just think the way God thinks about matters. That's it. And let me tell you, it's very simple. Look, when I say very simple, it's in everything. For example, what do you mean? I don't think this is a very, very silly example, but just think about it. What do you understand by punctuality? Now, there's a way some people understand punctuality. Punctuality means that we get there on time so that the boss will see that we are diligent. I don't know whether you get my point. We get there on time so that they will see we are the first to come there. I have seen people walk righteousness, you know, righteousness, just so that they can tell God I walked righteousness and tell themselves I walked righteousness so they can sleep at night and say, yes, I walked righteousness. That's not God's thought. Because, you see, it is still the pride of life. It's still the pride of life. The man just wants to be able to, you know, enter into the temple and say, God, I fast a certain number of times a week. I am not like that man who doesn't believe, he doesn't know anything he's doing. I pay tithe of all that I own. And then, you know, when I was a child, it would make you laugh. I thought that man, you know, Jesus said, who amongst the two went justified? I thought, yes, the man who did everything right. You know, as a child, that's what I thought he was saying. Because he said, that one would not even lift up his head. I said, wicked man, can't even lift his head. Beating his chest, I said, proud man, beating his chest. I didn't know that the man was too inferior to lift up his head, and he was in pain, beating his chest. Do you follow what I'm saying? No, really. So you show that, look, sometimes people do righteousness for ungodly reasons, and they don't understand that that's what's going on. And that's what the Pharisees were. Righteousness was, you know, when the one is time to give alms, they literally used to blow trumpets. I know these days, people say that we stimulate one another to love unto good works by declaring loudly what we want to give. But let me tell you something. We also encourage Pharisees. I think the primary way to give as Christians is still to give in secret. You know, it's in vogue now in Pentecostal circles. If I want to raise money, it's easy to put you under pressure. Come and tell the brethren what you will do for the Lord. How can you in front of the brethren not do something for the Lord? What is wrong with you? Let me just tell you ahead of time. If that's how you give, you may as well shred your money, put it in the toilet and flush it. It gets the same result. Yes, it's painful, but it's true. It does. I don't know. You know when people want to pray sometimes? Please don't pray Pharisee's prayer. God, seek my checkbook. All this money I have given. This is my tithe. Look at the leaflet. I have paid. I'm not owing you. I owe you. God, I owe you. Therefore, you will give me my miracle. You decrease. Oh, please, I'm talking about God's thoughts. Do you follow my point? Because the problem we have is that we don't even understand, you know, sometimes people copy things. They don't know why somebody did it. All right? Because, you see, back to the pure, all things are pure. You know, it's possible amongst pure people. You say, please, brethren, we need 25,000 naira to quickly pay up something. Please, who will give me 5,000 naira there? You know, we're not thinking about it. I just want to be sure I have my 25,000 complete because somebody's waiting outside to collect it. Somebody say, wow. Did you see how that pastor quickly raised 25,000? I'm going to my church to do the same thing because that thing seems to work. But you don't understand, I'm talking to men of understanding. Do you follow my point? They're not even thinking about it. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. But people will not forget the words of Jesus, actually, because we think there's something gets quick results. Anyway, let me see what I'm going to say. I just want to explain the issue that people sometimes do righteousness for the pride of life's sake. Okay? Now, but so we say, what is punctuality? To some other people, punctuality simply means, in their heart, if I don't get there, work will not start on time. There are people that have left their homes to come and patronize this business. If I'm supposed to be there by 8, if I get there by 8:30 and there are 10 people waiting, that's 30 minutes times 10 that I have wasted. 5 man hours in the morning because I didn't get up on time. Do you follow? Like the other day, you know, if you ask me, they say, make I ask my wife. I tell them something like that. Maybe like, what happens is, Mondays is on very tight for me. So there are times, like the other time I said that, why did I not announce that we will not do School of Bible Exegesis that particular Monday? It was a public holiday. All right? Easter Monday. I said, why didn't I announce? So, why did I not announce? So, I think it was Olusemeka, my wife, that just said that, well, maybe we'll just leave a notice outside that we're sorry, Bible class is not holding today. And I answered them, I said, after the person has come all the way from Okunano to this place to come and read the notice. Now, you are getting my point. That I said, no, we will teach. I know we are tired, but we will teach. We will teach. Why? It's not about feeling good. It's just that, no, as God is my witness, several times I just say, I didn't announce. I wish I had announced. But people will leave their homes. And occasionally I hear somebody say that, that day I was very tired. But I just knew I needed to hear something. I finished teaching and somebody will come and tell me, say, I'm so happy I came today. That whole thing you shared. Oh, are you getting what I'm saying? But meanwhile, the only reason I thought was that, when I consider the distance from here to Transekulu, that somebody might come from,
only to get here and they say, Pastor Banky just says he's tired. You know, you say, me too, I was tired when I got up. If I knew that this man too gets tired, I thought he was a spirit. Now that is this man too, they tired now. One man actually told me last Sunday that he thought I was a spirit. I'm serious. He said, God has come in the likeness of man. No, I'm not joking. He was saying it publicly. All right, that's just by the way. Now, so please, I hope you are getting the point I'm making. You are getting what I'm trying to explain. So that punctuality to one person is let's impress the boss. Now, I use that as a very silly, basic thing. But to let you know that God has thoughts about everything. About everything. There are women who are very nice to their husband because, you know, for peace sake, in the interest of peace. Or you go to a church where they have outlined how good women behave. So you behave like a good woman because in church, that's how they say good women behave. Not out of real understanding of the principle of God. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? I'm going to explain something. That what really confers authority on people, all right, is that you have learned to think the way God thinks. Please go and listen to that series on radio. Because there's something I've explained that in the heart, all right, things exist. And the things outwardly, actually, the state of your heart, everything put together generates a spiritual force about you. And that's what decides how things come towards you or how they are repelled from you. I told you I'm going to do a series. I don't know the day we're going to start. And don't forget, I'll be announcing it again and again. When it starts, it will most likely be about 3 weeks, okay? About 21 days. And I call this spiritual, economic, empowerment, and development strategies. Yes, that's what we call it, seeds. And you say, Pastor, what are you going to do? Am I going to teach you, look, how to watch the stock market? Do I know how to watch the stock market? I don't know it. How to buy land? How to and sell land? I have never sold land. At least that one I'm very sure of. Do you follow what I'm saying? How to build houses and resell? How to trade in this and that? Most of those things I have never done. The only things I've really sold, you know, properly, I say, okay, please come and buy. If I tell you, will laugh. It's book and MP3 CDs. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, those are the things that I really have. So I'm not planning to teach you all those things. What do I want to do for the 20 or 21 days I will be on the matter? It's just exposing the mind of God. For example, we define the word business. We can take 2 days defining what it means to be a businessman. What does it mean to do business? What does money mean? Because if you don't understand money the way God thinks about it, the grace of God will not attract it towards you. Do you follow my point? Because there's something about Christianity I've explained. Listen, if you leave Egypt, you must enter the promised land. Otherwise, we bury you in the wilderness. That's God's order. Once you follow Moses out of Egypt, please labor to enter into the promised land. Because the man that does not enter the promised land is buried in the wilderness. Are you getting my point? That is why they will tell you that let the unrighteous be unrighteous still. If you want to not be unrighteous, better follow the righteousness with Gidim. Do you follow my point? Everything. You must enter. Because, you see, there's no half lukewarm thing. It doesn't work. It begets the wrath of God. Are you getting my point? So, want to understand exactly. Want to do exactly what God is saying when we use words. So that if I'm relating with somebody, that is, I go out in the morning to do business. I go out in the morning to go to work. I go out in the morning to teach somebody. I go out in the morning to preach. What am I thinking? Because the way you are thinking in your mind, all right? Do you know it attracts things towards you and repels things from you? And this is the interesting part. When God is releasing his power, if your heart is not in the correct state, you can't accept it. Are you following the point I'm making? No, what I'm saying is so correct. Even though mighty power had been released, I said, Jesus entered his hometown with power full in his hand. I mean, he was raising the dead where he came from. They said, Joshua, Josh, don't come. How now? Long time. Now, he said, be big preacher now. Now, wow. How the offerings they go now? Is it true that your treasurer is a thief? We've heard rumors. He said, boy, you don't defat up. You're not like your cousin. You remember that time, John, when Ajone used to preach? Your own kind of preacher, I don't understand though. Did he drink wine? No, that's how they were treating him. Why? Because is it not Jesus Christ? You follow my point? Is it not Jesus Christ? He said, by the way, I heard that there's somebody that's sick next door. Maybe you are interested in praying for the person. But Jesus won't answer them. If you have been in the presence of spiritual drainers, you will know how it feels. One of the first things you will learn as a minister of the gospel is how to shut down when you are in their presence. You just shut off completely. They will talk. You say, I've been placed where people they are arguing on things I know inside out. And I won't say a word. I've learned not to cast pearls before swine. No, I'm serious. I can just imagine how Jesus did it. They will just be talking, he just won't be there. A few people will just come to the corner, please pray for us. You put your hands on them, and the serious sicknesses will stay. Yes. The small sicknesses like fever, small ones like that, they will vanish. And the people will leave there and say, did we not say he didn't have power? Do you follow my point? Not realizing that though he came with power, the problem was the kind of heart they had towards him. Is this not Jesus Christ? You are getting what I'm saying? I'm not explaining something. I'll continue developing next time. I said God has thoughts about everything. The assignment of the believer is to learn God's thoughts about everything. That's what he meant when he said, when we pray according to his will, he hears us. You know, you can be praying for things, you don't know the meaning of what you are praying for. You know that. James and John came to Jesus, grant that we sit on your left and on your right. And he said to them simply, you don't know what you are asking for. That tells me simply, it is possible to ask for something and you don't know what you're asking for. Somebody goes to kneel down and pray, God, please give me a wife. God said, do you know the meaning of the word wife? Spell it. No, I'm serious. You know, one of the things I have found out, all these sorts of methods and how to find a wife, how to find a husband. Let me tell you the truth. I have discovered that if you understand the meaning of the word wife, you will find one easily. If you understand the meaning of the word husband properly, you will find one easily. Let me tell you something about spiritual walking. What God takes away from people is understanding. Do you know that? He told Isaiah, go and deaden the ears of these people. He said, render their hearts dull. He said, say to them, see and don't perceive, hear and don't understand. He said, because if they understand, they will return and I will be forced to heal them. That is, if they have perception, if real understanding is given to them, I have to prosper them. If they really understand what it means to have a wife, I will give them a wife, even though I'm not happy with them. So what does God do? He withholds understanding from people. So a man will sit down and he's praying every day, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive my wife. I receive my wife. And God is saying, you have already received your wife because the thing you're asking for doesn't even exist. And that's why there is none beside you. Because what you're asking for, it does not exist. You see, the way Pastor Banky has a wife, you understand. You don't understand what he has. You think you do. You've just seen a female beside him. So you think that is the word, that is, if I were to remove skin from the people and allow the spirits and the hearts to float around, you will not be able to identify a wife. All you can identify is a female. That wears the ring. And you won't want to wear your ring. And since we are talking Christianity, and we are talking godliness, are you getting my point? Then God cannot manifest because you are not in agreement with him. So what is a man supposed to do? Go and discover exactly what God calls a wife. Now, so the point I'm making is this. So when I want to see maybe that seed thing that we're talking about, it's not, let us show brethren how to invest money. I don't know how to invest money. But I will explain to you the spiritual meaning of the word investment. I can take 2 days talking about investment. I will not mention value of anything because I don't know. But I will be explaining occupy till I come. do business till I come. Why did God say to man, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it? We'll see the purpose of fruitfulness. While life is in stages, the stage of fruitfulness, which is followed by the stage of multiplication. Why did one man die suddenly the day he had an abundance? What law of God was he breaking? Listen, if you know what I'm doing right now, I'm preparing for it. I'm trying to get all the different things that need to be understood by people that God will use to turn around an economy. Because most people, what Satan has sold to them is self-preservation. Do you get my point? Invest money that your children will be able to go to school. Invest money so that one day you two will be able to build your house. You know, the price of cement was 500 naira 5 years ago. It's 2,000 naira today. What shall it be in 10 years' time? Lay up treasure on the earth. Even though moth can eat and thieves can break in and steal, I will show you the principles of catching the thief and exterminating the moth. Why bother catching the thief and exterminating the moth? Just don't lay up treasure on the earth. That's what Jesus said. Are you getting my point? I mean, because one of the reasons why for years I never agreed to invest in nothing was that the only way they sold it to me always used to irritate my faith. They say, you never can tell about tomorrow. I said, but I can tell about he who holds tomorrow. You are getting what I'm going to say? Yes, I can't tell about tomorrow, but what about the man who holds tomorrow? What about the God who holds tomorrow? I can tell about him. He said he delights in the prosperity of his servants. He said no one that waits for him will be put to shame. Are you getting my point? He said the young lions may lack and suffer hunger. He said, but those who seek the Lord will never be in want of any good thing. I said, I can tell about him that holds tomorrow. And that one said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You've heard me say it several times. The first day I said, I preached it here. And I went and obeyed what I said. Buy shares, buy this. I said it was because Professor Charles Soludo said, banks, not up to $25 billion, you are closing. And I said, our banks shouldn't close. I said, restore our captivity, O God, as streams renew the desert. He said, he that sows in tears shall reap with joy. So I said, brethren, investment is about sowing. And as God is my witness, the units of GTB I bought then, if GTB had collapsed 6 months after, as God lives, I'm not lying to you, I would not have batted an eyelid. Because my spiritual seeds can't die. They can't. Make sure you read this book. Great Faith Can Be Yours. The last chapter, I talked about the death of Isaac. No, there, I said sometimes Isaacs die. We have been confused by the fact that Abraham sacrificed Isaac and Isaac didn't die. I said, do you know why? Because as far as God was concerned, Isaac was dead. I said, but as a matter of fact, most people that God will say, sacrifice Isaac, this knife will come down, enter the neck of Isaac, cut his carotids, Isaac will bleed and he will die. But the word of God will not be put to shame. In Isaac, his seed will still be. Because of the power of resurrection. After all, did Jesus not die? Are you getting my point? Did he not live again? He said, a seed, when it abides, abides alone while it lives. He said, but when it dies, I understood that it's a spiritual principle. Seeds have a spirit behind them. I tell my wife, and she maybe, because my wife, she does business. Look, put money in this one. If you lose your money, it's a seed. You think it's cash? It's a seed. The one that dies now, there is a spirit that has been freed. It is still within that paper. It's restricted. Let it die. Then you free the spirit, then it begins to pour abundance towards you. Those are things we need to teach. We get God's perspective. God, how are you seeing this thing? The one we see with like him, with the spirit of the resurrected spirit of Christ in us, listen, grace is released. Are you getting my point? Then, listen, brother, you know what I'm trying to explain? Is that, you know, I said something last time. You can't really pray effectively until you have understanding. All you can do is cry, and then God gives you understanding. Then you pray with direction. Paul talking about boxing as one, boxing the air. You can't see what you are dealing with. But when you have shouted in confusion, God gives you understanding. Do you get my point? You now say, I, Daniel, I observed in the books the number of the years that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying that he will accomplish the decision of Jerusalem is 70 years. Then he specifically hit something on the target. You are getting what I'm saying? That's the way it is. When we have understood God's mind, he said, it is not good that man be alone. God made the man. Then he looked at him and said, it's not good. That is, he had an understanding of what he's supposed to achieve. And he said, this way, he can't achieve it. So he made a remedy for it. In the same manner, when you have had understanding, now you look in your environment, this is not right. Then you can speak specifically about that thing. Are you getting my point? As authority is not about shouting. No? It's not how long a man prays. If you have it, you have it. Don't go and learn method of prayer. Go and listen to our series, Anatomy of Prayer. It's not methods. It's the person praying. Did you hear what I said? It's not the method. In fact, some people make a big deal about speaking big grammar when you are praying. What are you doing with grammar? God said, let your words be few. If you can say it as, say it, and go away from there. As few as what? Possible. But the brevity of the words, it can only be achieved when you have full understanding. Please, what I'm saying, I hope it's making sense to you. I hope it's making sense to you. That's why God gives people understanding. Next time I'll continue on what I'm trying to say. What have I said so far? I said, Isaiah shouted, God has proposed, we know. He said, but until we walk in the light of the Lord, what God wants to do will not be manifested. No matter what we are experiencing as results today, let us sit down. Brethren, it is time to get back to the written word of God and not fancy testimonies. Are you getting my point? That's what is real. That is why I have to walk. I told you. How many books are we doing this year? 12. Yeah, the first two are out. Beautiful books. I'm telling you. Choices.